Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
The one tip I use that you use to not panic about the market over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I want to share this with you guys. At the end of every Friday, get you a notebook, old school, or you can do it in Google Docs. But literally write if the market ended up for the week or ended down. So when everyone was panicking last week, and this is the thing that I love about memories and going through my notebook, the same headlines and fears that people had about last week was the same headline from the year prior. So they're stoking all of this energy. And when you understand what the cycles are in the market and when the funds are actually buying, the funds really buy really heavy in March, really. And we talked about that before, I think, on episode 23 of Market Mondays, right? But every February, there is a lull when the market slows down and we have these deep dips. And then midweek, I told you we was going to fall Tuesday and Wednesdays. Those are your ideal times to buy. And then we ended up the week strong because Monday and Fridays are the heaviest buying days. Also, if you buy at the end of the day, you'll be able to get higher alpha on your portfolio than if you buy at the beginning of the day. So literally the tip is, I want you to every Friday, right, if the week ended up positive for the week or negative. And when you flip back year by year, you'll be able to see, okay, March, it typically does this, February does this, and you can know week by week what to expect out of the market for the overall S&P 500. And that way you won't have to panic.
Yeah,
that's a fact. That's
there
a fact.
Go. There you go.
I actually did that.
Anything you
want to
say about that?
Oh, no, I was going to say, I actually did that. We saw that there was earnings last week. And that was one of those things, man, when you see the market trending in a downward, it on the other side, it's like, wait, there's so many opportunities that you got to be disciplined to say, all right,
yeah,
I know this is a good opportunity, but I was focused over here. And so, like, what I was just doing last week was just trying to block out that noise of saying, like, there's so many opportunities. But which ones were I focused in on? What did I write down in December and said, like, yo, this is going to be my targets for 2022? And so Google was one of those targets. And I was just like, you know what? This is going to be a great time. I seen a great pullback. I knew that they were going to be reporting earnings. I went to estimize.com just to see what the projections that Wall Street was saying for their earnings. And at 3:30, I believe Wednesday, I was like, all right, I'm going to invest right now. Boom, did it. Obviously we saw what happened. They destroyed their earnings and the stock went up, but they also announced a 21 split at the same time.
And Amazon.
I'm getting there.
Amazon announced a split, not Google.
No, Google
announced a split.
No, Amazon didn't.
Google, right.
Google 20-1. So yeah. People always, and so like a lot, I know there's a lot of new people here. So just going over what a split is, right? I always tell people like this, right? If I gave you five singles, or if I gave you a $5 bill, do you have the same amount of money? And most people will say yes. And I'm like, well, technically that's what a split is, right? There was one that was five and now you have five singles. And so if you had one share of Google after July or after August, that one share is now turned into 20. But what happens is that the stock price gets cut down by a 20th, right? So you divide whatever it is by 20. I think it's over 3,000. So we're bringing it down to like it's maybe like around 20,
it's 2,700 range, like almost 2,800.
Yeah, so each share probably be in that 120 to 135 range. It's a steal at that price, right? As opposed to when I'm looking at it as a retail investor now, I'm like, listen, it's 2,700, it's 2,800. That's not affordable for me right now. I have to buy a fractional share. Now you don't have to, right? In July or August, whenever the split goes through, now you can buy a share at $127. So it becomes even more of an incentive to say, all right, this is Google, right? We know what they're doing with YouTube, right? The number, and this is like breaking news alert, number two in advertising in 2021. You know who number one was? Who passed them? Amazon. Mm-hmm. Amazon did $31 billion in their advertising business. YouTube, Google did about $29 billion. So that was like crazy stat that I saw. But now it's an incentive to buy it. People are going to load in and buy shares, and because it makes sense, right? We know the strength of this company. We know the long-term vision of it. We spoke about YouTube plenty of times. So
yeah, let's talk about
got into that.
Amazon. I said Amazon because Amazon was on my mind. I want to talk about Amazon. But Google, let's not just breeze over this because this is the first time that we've actually got to speak about the stock split. I think it was announced last Wednesday or middle.
Yeah, right after they closed.
So, all right, the stock split situation is interesting for a few different reasons. Google, a lot of people, you know, once a stock gets to a certain point, it becomes unattractive for retail investors.
Mm-hmm.
Psychologically, people look at something like, damn, I got to pay $2,000 for just one share.
But they bought a Chanel bag or Gucci. True. Shout out to, if I see you at the network party with Gucci or Louis on, don't want to hear it. But Rashad's about to make a good point. Back to you, my brother.
So you know, by law, it's now $100. Apple has split a lot of different times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Google. This is why I was bringing up the Amazon thing. So now Amazon is the last big tech company that has not split, that has a stock price, you know, up there, over $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now there's no concrete evidence of this, but there's speculation that Amazon may split.
Yep. Yep.
Which that kind of drove Amazon stock price up as well.
Yeah.
Amazon was your company of the year.
Yes, still is.
So Google, how do you think Google's stock split will affect, if it will have any effect at all, on Amazon stock price?
Yeah, I think if we look at just the past history, the past 2 years of the companies that have split, we can just get a fair indication, right? A lot of retail investors have entered the market since March 2020. We saw it happen with Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Price ran up, right? As soon as it split, we saw a pullback.
Tesla.
They both did it at the same time, right? And then we also saw it with Nvidia. And so
Google stock will rise.
This is true.
Y'all's going to the moon. No, no, it's going to be what y'all thought Doge was.
Yeah. So this is true, which is why, like, when I made the investment, I'm like, oh, this is perfect time. And then when I heard the split, I'm like, yo, this, I mean, I couldn't have had better time than this, right? There's no way to time it, but, you know, just focusing in and knowing that, look, in 2021, this was the leader in all the FANG stocks. Like, they had an incredible year in growth, right?
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Amazon or Google?
Google did.
Amazon. And Google.
Google, yeah. Amazon Google, had the worst. Why you keep rubbing it in, man?
I get confused with the two, man.
I'm not, man. My portfolio is not confused.
Yeah. I mean, with Amazon, the split, I think Google is going to put a little bit of pressure on. Because like you said, it's Amazon, the last of a dying breed to have a price that high. Amazon's been in the retirement picture stock club forever.
Yeah.
So when everyone's like, yo, I don't know, I'm like, hold on. Because now when they split, you're going to have even more shares. Some of you are going to ask, should I buy before or after? Answer is always both. It's a top five company. Great. And from a distribution standpoint, stickiness standpoint, like, Amazon's one of the greatest companies ever. Google probably has the best ad business ever. The two behemoths. And when we did the safest stocks maybe 5 or 6 months ago, Google was already in there. So you'll be good. Hold these 2, 4, or 5 years. You guys will be good.
Yeah. Think about last week, what happened. Like, literally, Google reported Tuesday, market went up. Facebook reported Wednesday, market tanked.
Down.
Thursday, Amazon reported, blew out their earnings. Like I said, the growth in the revenue, obviously, AWS grew. They made $11 billion off the Rivian investment on the, like, quietly.
I'm going to be real. AWS is probably homework for you guys. What is the value of AWS and what is the market cap of Facebook right now? You surprised? If you have to pick AWS, if it was publicly traded, would you pick that or Facebook? This is the real versus, right? Apple or Facebook, Google or Facebook, AMD or Facebook, Amazon or Facebook, but it's supposed to be top five dead or alive. It's just dead.
Yeah.
So what do I know?
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.